Let's see if we're recording tonight. Let's see if we're recording tonight. Time is approximately 7:20. The place is the home of Mr. William Wentz, 306 North 2nd Street, Lehighton, PA. The interviewer is Mr. Lance Metz. The interviewee will be Mr. William Wentz. We're talking about life on the Lehigh and Delaware canals. Mr. Wentz, where were you born?
In Carbon County here.
Whereabouts in Carbon County?
In Franklin Township.
Franklin Township. What year were you born?
1907.
1907. How old are you now?
I'm going to be 77.
What were your parents' names?
Charles and Alice.
Charles and Alice Wentz.
Yeah.
Did they boat at all?
No, they didn't. No. No.
How did you first get involved with the canal?
By going to the locks, and then they used to run around, you know, and then he didn't have no driver, so he asked me, this in the summertime, after school.
Okay, let's back up a minute. What lock would you hang around?
Lock 9.
Lock 9?
Yeah.
Okay, which is where?
Right below the lunchroom here in Westport.
Okay, right below the central lunch?
No.
Right. How old were you when you were hanging around there?
Oh, about 9.
About 9.
9 years old.
Who needed the driver? What was the man's name?
Billy Dreyer.
Billy Dreyer?
Yeah.
What was he like?
He was a good man.
Good man.
Good man, yeah. Nice man to boat with.
Had you worked with mules before you took the job?
A lot of it going towards winter, see. Then they had a shut down, you know, till the next spring.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next spring, I went with Billy Schaefer.
You went with Billy Schaefer?
Yeah.
What was he like?
He was a nice man, too. Good man, good hearted.
Had you had any experience with mules before you worked on the canal?
Not much.
Not much at all.
We had good mules.
Get good mules.
Yeah. When you'd holler, whoa, they'd stop.
Okay.
Or you come to a lock and they had to cross across the rope without you putting them over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you feel on your first trip? Were you scared, excited?
Mm-hmm. Or? Wasn't scared. Had homesick.
Homesick.
Yeah.
Did your parents mind you boating at all, or they encourage you to boat?
No, they didn't say anything. I done it on my own accord.
Done it on your own accord.
He needed a driver and he was stuck. And we used the boat to Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
Rich and Coal Company.
Rich Coal Company?
Yeah, we had that steady run.
And where would you turn the boats around when you got down the fridge to go back up?
While they were unloading.
They were section boats, right?
We'd turn them around, and then the other, what do you call the back end? I don't remember no more.
The stern?
The stern and the bow, yeah.
Section
so
boats.
First they'd unload the bow.
Mm-hmm.
Then we turn that around, and then we drift down and get the other one in, and then after they were done, we coupled it together and away we went.
Okay.
So sometimes it took 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours. That one of them conveyors, like.
Like a gooseneck conveyor?
Yeah. Used to go right in the boat.
You always carried coal. Did you ever carry anything else besides coal?
Just coal, when I was on.
Where would you start out, at Coalport?
We started out at Coalport first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then was her flood came. Well, then they moved it to Siegfried.
Mm-hmm.
So there I was working with Billy Schaefer, too, in Siegfried.
How many years did you boat out of Coalport, and how many years did you boat out of the Siegfrieds?
Well, it was only summers that I boat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wouldn't boat with him, I'd boat with somebody else.
How much did they pay you when you first started working on the canal?
$1 a day.
$1 a day.
Yeah. There's 31 days in a month. That's what you got.
What were your hours like?
From 4 to 10.
4 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
Right. But only, not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to the place to unload, you got there on a Saturday, you laid there till Monday. Then when they had you unloaded, you get back.
Okay. Did you always drive mules, or did you ever steer the boats?
Steered the boat, drove the mules.
Which did you like better?
I'd rather steer the boat than drive the mules. It was too much walking.
Too much walking.
Yeah.
What kind of clothes did you wear when you boated?
No shoes.
No shoes.
A pair of pants and shirt.
You wear a hat?
No.
No hat.
Mm.
What'd they feed you?
Oh, bacon and eggs and the cooked meals, you know, just like you would at home.
On the little coal stove? On the
cabin?
Yeah,
at the Hinches, I used to have a coal stove, too lit. Coffee, you know, make anything. When you had the time, you used to do a lot of cooking.
Would you cook, or would your captain always cook?
Captain cooked, and on Sundays or Saturdays, we were late. I used to cook, he used to cook. Whatever I could help, you know, we had a kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I had to always wash the dishes and everything else. Keep the cabin clean. Always scrubbed a lot, once, sometimes twice a week.
What was your boat numbers? Do you remember some of the boat numbers?
290.
I never forget that number. Whose boat was 290?
Billy Schaefer's.
Billy Schaefer's.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Billy Schaefer. What kind of man was he? Say he was a nice man. What kind of man was he? Was he a big man, small man?
About my size. That's all the figure he was right now. You know, the way I am now.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a big man.
Hard worker?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hope to tell you about it.
Where is he from?
From Wiseport, too.
Okay.
He was from Wiseport.
Did you ever have any interesting experience working with Billy Schaefer? Anything unusual ever happened to you?
No. All the same.
Never had
All
any,
the time.
Never had any problems with the mules or problems with the boat?
No, never.
Never fell overboard?
No. I used to fall overboard. Not that, or anything else. I get hot, I just fall overboard. That's all.
Swim in the canal for a while.
You used to have big umbrellas up, you know, keep the sun off.
You had umbrellas up when you were steering the boat?
Yeah, if it rained, you used to. See, you used to have a short
tiller.
I don't know what they call it then no more.
Do you mean a tiller? The steer rudder?
You have the short one and the long one.
Right.
The long one we used.
For empty.
And then we got to a bridge. You had to put it down, you know. If you wouldn't, you know, it'd tear the whole back end up. Hit the bridge.
You had to just lower it or pull it out of the post?
Pull it out a little and not all together.
Just pull
then
it
when you're by the bridge, you just shove it back in. You keep your boat straight before you do it.
How hard was it to hinge and unhinge a boat, the two sections together?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing to it. No. See, we used to have such turnbuckles,
mm-hmm.
one on this side, one on this side. And we get the bow, and you make better turn. That's what we used to do. I had to help all on that, and get that all ready, and then had the mules there before they were unloaded, be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You kept on going. If you got to Parryville, well, you had to stop where there was a barn, you know, to put the mules in.
Mm-hmm.
And to feed the mules, we used to have a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Put their feet in there and put it on. While they were walking, they were eating. But we wouldn't push them.
How many times would the mules eat it during the day?
Three times a day.
What'd you feed them?
Oats and corn.
Oats and corn.
Yeah, and at night, they get a bale of hay. They used to put a little bale of hay, you know. They'd pay 35 cents for it or something like that, for a bale of hay.
Hmm. Where would you buy your supplies at?
Over here in Wiseport.
The boatyard?
Yeah, at the boatyard. From the company. They used to have a lot there, and she had a store. So there you used to buy your stuff, groceries. Mrs. Fisher.
That was her name?
That was her name, Mrs.
She ran
Fisher.
The company store?
She ran the store.
The store.
See, her and her husband, but her husband died. And she was running it all by herself till they moved everything away. But then she was living there for a long time.
Would she sell on credit, or was it always on cash?
Cash.
Cash.
Cash, yeah. But for the company, like the feet, you could get it on credit and they'd take it off your money, you know, when you get back to the Waylock.
Oh, your pay.
Yep.
The Waylock at Siegfried, you mean?
No, Waylock was way up at Coldport.
At Coldport.
Yeah. Here at Siegfried, they didn't have no Waylock no more.
Okay.
They took the weights from the car. But here they did. That was in Mock Chunk.
Right below Mock Chunk.
Yeah, they had a waylock lock there.
So you would start where, right above Packer's Dam and go from there? Coldport was right above Packer's Dam?
Right up above, yeah.
Then you go through Chunk Dam and then go all the way down.
There we used to put the boat over and turn it around and go right up and be ready to load up. You had to wait for your turn if there was too many there. You had to wait, you know, until they loaded the ones that were there first.
Now, how many boats were on the canal when you were boating?
Must have been about 15 or 20.
15 or 20.
All I know of.
Did you ever go any further than Fritch?
Yeah. I went below East at Delaware Canal.
How far in Delaware did you go?
I went all the way to Bristol.
All the way to Bristol?
Yeah.
Which canal do you like better, the Lehigh or the Delaware?
Lehigh.
How comes?
The levels are longer there. You got 8, 9, 10, 11 miles long before you get to another
on the Lehigh
lock.
Or the Delaware?
On the Delaware.
Oh, you like the Delaware better than the Lehigh.
Yeah.
You'd have to lock through so much, right?
Yeah.
How long would it take you to pass through a lock?
We used to open up a wicket, you know, or two. Give it current, you know, for the boat to get in faster.
Boost it through.
Yeah. And then we used to help to hoist the gate up, you know.
The drop gate or
the
lighter gate?
The drop gate, yeah.
Drop gate.
Mm-hmm. That's how we used to do it.
Do you remember some of the names of some of the lock tenders and what lock they worked on?
Joe Fink. He used to have lock 9, and he used to have lock 10, 11, lock 11. That was in Parryville.
Okay.
10, 11, see. And then he moved from 11, his wife died, and he moved from 11 to 9. That's where I used to hang around the most.
Okay.
And lock 9.
Did he treat you pretty well?
Oh, yeah. Used to eat there and all.
Was there a lot of drinking along the canal?
The what?
A lot of drinking along the canal.
Oh, yeah. No. Sure, there used to be a hotel right there. At the boatyard.
The boatyard. Was there much drinking among the boatmen as they worked?
Well, some would, get under weather. They wouldn't boat. Then the big bosses used to get after them.
Churchy.
Yeah.
Did you know Churchy?
Schweibanks from Chunk.
What's his
he
name?
Was a boss too.
What was his name?
Schweibank. No, not Schweibank.
Ace of Swank, did you know him?
Swank, that's right. That's who it was.
Ace of Swank.
Yeah.
What was Churchy like?
He was good. He used to give me a nickel or a dime, you know, that time he used to buy something for a nickel or a dime, or a penny.
He treats you well then?
Oh, yeah. Always. Every time he used to see you.
Everybody liked him, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. He was a good man.
Tell me something about the average day. Describe for me the average day you'd start working on the canal from dusk until dawn until dusk. What your day would be like on the canal?
Well, we used to, from Coldport, we used to load Saturdays. See, we used to work Saturdays too, you know. We used to go to Weisport, mm-hmm. 4 o'clock. We get up Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It would take us from 4 o'clock to get to Bethlehem. We used to get down before dark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we said 7 or 8 o'clock. That's how long it took to go down. 88, 98 ton, mostly 98, 96 ton on the boat. And then the mules used to pull them.
Two mules?
Two mules, yeah.
Pulley block?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever have a mule get sick or go in the canal on you?
No.
Were you ever bothered by swimmers in the canal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But not so much. Not in this part.
Where would you be bothered at more than any place with swimmers?
That was around down in Siegfried and North Anton and them places. They used to be terrible.
What'd they do? Go up on your boat?
Go up in the boat, you know, and monkey around and run. And you'd get after them. But that stopped it, though. They didn't bother no more, you know.
How would you get after them?
With a hook.
A boat hook?
Yeah.
Chasing the boat
hook? Yeah, just make like you were going to stick them. And they get the heck off. So.
Did you ever have any problems going through the locks? Somebody trying to take your place going through the locks or anything?
Yeah.
What was Joe like?
He was a nice guy, too. They were all nice, all the boatmen, the captains, you know, of the Lehigh Coal Navigation.
How many trips did you take on the Delaware Canal?
I was away 3 months.
3 months from home?
3 months from home. I had homesick, too.
How did you start going down there? Did you get with the captain who worked down there, or how did it
begin? No, the guy came up. And I wasn't boating that year. And he needed somebody.
Who was the guy?
I don't remember no more. It was a nice man, though.
Remember where he was from?
He was from down in, what do you call that place below Easton?
Robsville, Rigglesville, Irwinna, Upper Black Eddy, Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant.
That's where the boats were made.
The Point boat Pleasant.
They were called Hacky Boats.
Hacky Boats.
Right.
What was the guy's name? Hacky Samuels? Oscar Gannis?
I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you.
I was only 12 or 14 years old.
Did he have a Hacky Boat?
Yeah, they made them.
And that's the kind of boat he had?
Yeah. And you used to haul ground, anything. We got down to Bristol, we had a load of ground for a flower house.
You mean like ground? You mean like earth or dirt? Or?
Why, regular soil.
Regular soil, okay. Yeah.
He called it ground, you know, the cut. So we had to wait there at the lock till the tide came in. Then a tug came and picked us up and took us to the place where we were supposed to unload.
Where was that?
I couldn't tell you. There they unloaded with a wheelbarrow.
Was it south of Bristol near Philadelphia somewhere?
It was across. Had to go across.
Across
when the tide went down, our boat we used to hang like this. You'd roll out of bed.
Did you ever go over the New Jersey boat in the Raritan Canal at all?
No.
You ever crossed over at Lambertville or any place?
No.
Never did that.
Kept right on going right into Bristol.
What was Bristol like?
Well, don't know much about it, but I used to do a lot of fishing.
Okay. Did you ever catch much?
A lot of eels.
A lot of eels.
I used to give them to the colored people.
In Bristol.
Never ate them.
They hung around the canal a lot, the colored people?
Oh, yeah. They were along the shore.
So you boated this whole summer with this guy from the Delaware, right?
Yep. I came home. There's two old guys. They called them Jake and Joe.
Jake and Joe.
Yeah. They were from Point Pleasant.
And
they brought me up to Easton. Then I got on a train to Lehighton. To go home.
Did you carry anything else besides ground or earth?
Anything. Didn't mean the difference what it was.
Did you carry coal?
But yeah, that's how I got in with him.
Right.
But then we never came back up here no more.
You stayed in Delaware the rest of
the summer. Yeah, it was hauling ground to here and there, you know.
Didn't go any further north and east then?
Sand we used to haul. We hauled anything they wanted to be hauled, you know.
Did you haul rock?
Rock we used to put on. But such a long time.
You really got homesick then?
Ooh, did I? I used to cry many a time.
Did they treat you pretty good when you got homesick, or they?
Oh yeah, I didn't have no trouble with them two old guys, you know, because I knew them. They knew me from up here, you know.
Mm-hmm. You drove mules for them all the time when you were down there, or did you steer the boat?
They wouldn't let me.
You just
not. Not with these two old guys when I come home.
Oh, what'd you do when you were working?
Just drove the mules.
Just drove the mules.
And so. See, they used to supply the mules and the captain. Mm-hmm. Then he had to hire his help if he didn't have that.
Would they pay a toll at all, these old guys? Would they pay a toll to use the canal?
Yeah, they used to, no. They used to pay so much for the haul of stuff. That's the only thing you got. But the lock tenders got, I think, $35 a month.
Okay, but would these men who ran the, who worked the Delaware Canal, these guys pay a toll for running their boats on the canal? They pay the company anything for working on the canal?
That I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell me.
No. Okay.
Gotta stop for a second. How old were you when you voted for these men down in Delaware Canal?
I was about 13.
13.
13 years old.
How old were you when you quit working on the canal?
Oh, I had to go with my father to work. I was 16 when I quit school. Took me out of school.
Where'd your father work?
Concrete work.
Concrete.
Mason.
Mason.
Yeah.
You worked with your father from then on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you miss the canal?
Oh, yeah. I used to go to places. We even used to boat to Allentown, too. There used to be a place there, right below the bridge, where that Allentown Dam is.
Right.
Right below the bridge used to be a coal yard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the name was. I used to get $5 to hold guide, pull the boom in, you know, and put the bucket down.
That was
and dump the bucket.
That was, we used to shovel coal in the bucket then, that place?
Yeah, we used to have two men to shovel it in.
Was it a horse operated there?
No, it was gasoline engine.
Gasoline engine.
Yeah.
Would they pay you extra for unloading the boat?
Oh, yeah. The people that you brought the coal for, they had to pay you. If they didn't have no help and you do it, they'd have to pay you.
How much they pay you extra?
For $15 they used to pay you for to unload the coal.
How long would it take to unload the boat? Two guys
showed up. With that, it took all day. With that.
That was working straight through with just a couple of breaks?
Yeah, they start 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Then they wouldn't have no breaks, work till the whistle blew. You know, like, you know, dinner time, you know, then they'd eat. But I used to pull in the boom, you know, and leave the bucket down when they wanted.
Did you ever shovel from the boat onto the bucket?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. But I couldn't, I was too young.
So you have to know better, right?
I used to get backache. I couldn't hardly move, straighten out.
Oh, wow.
But I used to do that, though. I used to pull the boom in. They had here one in Weisport, Rickard, and Snyder.
That was the name of the coal yard?
Yeah, yeah. Rickard, yeah, and Snyder. They used to get it. The company used to bring a boat load down for each one of them. Well, maybe they get 4 or 5, you know, the whole summer.
Why did the company stop running out of coal port and move everything down to St. Teresa?
The flood.
What year was the flood?
Got me.
What, did a lot of damage up around Mock Chunk? Or?
See, we had flood once before in Wash, but they fixed it up. But this last one, that Weisport and everything was flooded. That washed everything out, washed the dams out, everything. So, would have cost too much money to build it up. That's why. Then they moved to Siegfried.
What about Coalport? Describe what was in Coalport for me. What did they have at Coalport?
None. They had houses up but where they were loading.
Just chutes?
Just railroad and the canal.
Just the chutes.
And the Lehigh.
The coal would go into the chutes and it would go into your boat, right?
Yeah. Coal port, they used to run boats all the way up to the mines.
Yeah.
There's a lot there yet at coal port. But I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
But only what the boatman
was there an office
talked about.
Was there an office at coal port?
No, it was a lot. Oh, you could Walked there in 5 minutes where the lock was. We reloaded.
Was there an office or anything there for the company at Coalport? An office?
Where you loaded, yeah, you had to go get papers, you know, for your coal.
Okay. Let me ask a couple other questions. Did a lot of the boatmen speak Dutch?
Yeah, most of them. Most all of them. Pennsylvania Dutch. Even from Walnutport. The Aunt Ruchidon and all them. Bates. And Casper Dreyer and I don't know how many.
What was Casper Dreyer like? I've seen his picture many times.
He was a nice man too.
Did you ever boat with him?
No. See, he had a lot of his own children.
Yeah, there's two boys, Leon and Eddie, are good friends with me. I talk to them quite a lot.
Yeah.
Were there any bullies along the canal?
No.
Okay. How would the company enforce the rules?
Well, they'd have signs up. No trespassing.
Was there anything else, any other rules you had to, you know, like right away? What had the right away? The boat's loaded coming down, the boat's empty going up.
The boat had the right away. But you had a stop for the empty when you were coming down.
You stopped.
Let your line go down so the boat can go over. After the boat's up, you keep on going.
The empty boat had the right of way.
The right of way to coming up, yeah. If he didn't have no driver out, you had to jump out.
Okay.
See, that's the way we used to do it.
Were there some people used to run the boats without drivers?
Oh, yeah. Many a levels, especially a long one. Then the mules would have a muscle on so they wouldn't stop, eat the limbs, you know, the trees.
They pull it themselves.
Yeah.
How fast would you go?
Oh, you did go fast.
Two and a half miles an hour?
I don't know how fast you can say it. But you made good time.
When would you start boating in the spring? When would you quit in the fall?
You'd start in spring around April.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd boat till ice came on the canal.
What would happen to the boats during the wintertime?
They'd park them all. Now the ones that were down at Walnutport, they'd leave them there, see, for the winter. And he used to leave his in at the boatyard.
Was it Billy Schaefer?
Yeah, Billy Schaefer. And Billy Dreyer.
Billy Dreyer.
Yeah.
Did you know anybody who ever lived in the boat during the wintertime?
Live in the boat, you mean?
Yeah, live in the cabin, yeah.
There were lots of them, but then towards last year, it didn't bother them more. They lived in a home.
But there were people who lived in the boat.
Oh, yeah. There were two brothers by the name of Fink.
Fink?
Yeah. Joe Fink and what was the other one's name? Bill, I think, was his name. There were two brothers. They were fat.
Fat?
Yeah. Heavy set. Short and heavy. But then they quit the canal and went to Philadelphia and got on the tugs down there.
Got the tugs down there.
Yeah, in Philadelphia. That was the end of them for the work on the canal.
Where were they from?
They were from around here, from Carbon County, Franklin Township, whatever you want to call it.
They were both big men, big fat men.
Not big, short legs, but then fat.
They went down to work on the tugs then?
Yeah. They were the ones that lived on the canal, on a boat, you know, all the time. They didn't have no place to live.
How old were they?
Oh, they were pretty old. I was only a grasshopper to them.
Okay. What kind of stuff did you have down in your cabin?
Anything you want to eat. You had two beds. You know, close them up.
Bunks.
Yeah.
Cold it down.
Yeah, they had these here ticks.
Straw ticks?
It was straw. And the first night, you know, or a couple of nights, you know, you lay high till it flattened down.
Did you have pegs for your clothing?
No. We used to just have nails put around You didn't have much clothes. You only need a pair of pants and
so you had like shirt. One pair of pants for the whole summer?
Yeah.
Wear two shirts?
Yeah. You wouldn't change your aunt much because you wouldn't have the place to put. But like a Saturday, we used to have a little different clothes if you wanted to go away someplace. Like up to Central Park and then.
Yeah, for downtown.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your drinking water from on the canal?
From the springs. We used to have, in Long Run, that's where we used to fill our barrel up. That used to last us till we come back. Then we'd fill it up again. That's where the water came from, Long Run. Now down in Siegfried, they had a spigot there. Now where the water came from, I don't know. That was Slate water, I believe it was, or something like that.
It made
me sick first when I drank it.
Oh boy. Did you, would you have a chamber pot to go to the bathroom?
No, between the right down the bottom. But not, I went from the mines.
Where would the mine water come in from?
From the up at Cold Port.
Nesquehoning Creek?
Yeah. You know, up that way. They had the locks there and all, you know, where they used to all go up with the boat and the water come down there and they'd wash their coal and put it in there. Well, then, your Lehigh, they used to have fish in Lehigh years ago. But they start running that and kill them all.
Mm.
But then after they got after them, then the water started to clear up. But below in Allentown, the water was nice and clear.
So when you bowed, the water was pretty good condition then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you, you said you swam in it quite a lot?
Mm-hmm. That's what we used to lie. Yeah, the bathtub.
Did you have quite a few, there was a lot of families along the canal? Like
oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was Slatington, too. There was always people.
That was a big center canal in Slatington area down there, Slatington Walnut Port. Did you meet any girls along the canal?
Oh, yeah, swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah. Not to, you know, some would talk, some would.
Were the canal people generally well thought of when you were working?
Oh, yeah. Never had no trouble.
Never had no trouble?
No. Never nobody come to rob you or anything. Not that time. Because maybe they'd have a canal today, they would.
Did you ever see any fights along the canal?
No.
No fights?
No fights at all. No.
How long will the tow line last you?
Well, if it tear, we'd splice it.
You'd splice it?
Yeah.
Did you always carry a spare?
I could splice.
You could splice? Yeah. Who taught you how to splice?
He did. Billy Schaefer.
Billy Schaefer taught you how to splice.
See, that we used to do on a Sunday. Get the ropes all ready, you know. If a rope would tear, you'd have to put a half-inch knot in it so it wouldn't pull out. Well, then he'd dry that out real quick and he'd splice it.
Splice it.
Then he'd roll it like this here and it would be ready to go. Then he'd put it, first he'd always put the rope in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before it would be hooked on, so it wouldn't tear. But if it pulled too hard, you know, to get it started, they'd tear the rope if it was an old one.
How long was your tow line?
Tow line was about, we'll say 100 feet.
100 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Would you carry a spare?
Oh, yeah, I always had extra lines, you know. But a tow line would last you, you'd use it just for the motor boat.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had rope for the empties. If you take care of that, and like, it would last pretty long.
Was it hard work snubbing the boat through a lock?
No, easy. But nothing to it. You didn't need to do nothing. The lock turner had to do it.
Well, you had to snub the boat to stop the boat, didn't you?
Yeah, oh yeah. They had like a niggerhead there.
Niggerhead, iron.
Put the rope on there and then you had your cleat. So you just put it around just slowly.
Snub it.
Yeah, and just stop it. same thing when you're empty. You had to watch, you wouldn't step down the side, you know. You had to catch your cleat there and then run over and put the line on and hold it.
Did you have to pump the boats much? Did they leak much?
Some. When you're the first time you load up, you know.
In the spring?
Yeah, in the spring.
The wind wouldn't thaw enough.
Then it would thaw up, you know. Maybe you'd pump out maybe a couple of buckets of water. That's all. We used to do that on a Sunday. Sometimes you didn't need a pump, it was none in.
What was the easier boat to work? The hacky boats in the Delaware or the company boats in the Lehigh? No difference.
No, only the hacky boats were nicer looking.
They're a little bigger, weren't they?
Yeah, and little, and nicer looking, you know, shaped nicer. But the way they were built in the boats the last, they looked nice. That 290, that was a nice boat. We had that every year. That was from new.
What color was it painted?
Red. Red and white.
Bullseye?
You know what, like the LCNN.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ring. That's where they were, and then they had the number on, 290.
How much coal would they give you to burn on a trip with your stove?
Don't make me to take it right out of the people that buy it.
Right out of the coal, right out of the... Hey, Vermont,
yeah.
Did you ever sell any coal off the boats?
No. But we used to get coal and bag it, you know. And then they'd sell it.
Then you'd sell it.
Yeah, but not me. I wouldn't get nothing for it.
Billy Schaefer would do that.
Yeah, he had it.
How
but
much
you had to work for it, too.
How much of that would he do?
He used to get 25 cents for such a bag.
How much
coal? A cement bag.
So it's about 50, 60 pounds?
Something like that.
How many bags would he sell on a trip?
Maybe about 40. That's on the way home.
So he would, in other words, that's on the way home. What would he just put some coal underneath the boards so they couldn't get out of there? How would he keep that's what he did.
He had a trap on the other side at the hinges.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he put them in.
And it was like a false bottom or a false wall or something? Or
yeah, you couldn't look in, you know, you boarded up.
And he'd take the coal out?
And the coal would go against there, you know, and this was all empty. Just like this here now.
Right.
Here he'd put the coal. But they never knew. He never got caught.
He had a pretty good business doing that, right?
Oh, yeah. He used to supply them plenty down the secret. All that sludge up along the canal there.
They always buy coal from him.
He used to stop every trip to come from Bethel. Every trip. He used to carry them, put a plank across and carry them out into the house and dump them right away.
Who carried him out, you?
Me and him.
Together?
Yeah, never got a nickel extra for it.
He did. He got good money for it.
He did. He used to write it all in the book and who's there and there, so much a bag, you know. I snuffled one night at his book before he was away at the store. I seen it. But he got stuck with a lot of them. He didn't get his money.
It wouldn't pay him.
Yeah. But, he made a good living.
Did you ever go down as far as C.K. Williams in Easton?
Yeah. I was there too, a couple, not many times, maybe about three or four times. But they didn't have no orders for Cole and Fritch Company or Allentown there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to send us to Easton. I used to hate that, to go across that swinging bridge.
You didn't like the swinging bridge?
I didn't like that at all.
How comes?
I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like that dam where that swinging bridge was.
Did the mules have any problem with the mules over the bridge?
No trouble with the mules. But I just didn't like that trip to Easton.
Did they ever bother you going through London or?
Mm-mm, nobody. Never had no trouble. Never, not even bothered with nobody coming to your cabin at night or anything.
Did you enjoy the, was Island Park still running above Easton when you were boating the
Central
music?
Park?
No, Island Park in Easton. I was like, when you crossed
dear.
Over, get to that swinging bridge, it used to be an amusement park there. Was that park still there when you used to come across?
That I couldn't tell you, because I never used to go to town.
Never used to go to town?
No. See, where Williams was, I had to walk about a half a mile down to the lock, put the mules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I had to cross the bridge and come over to Williams. That's all the further I went. Then I only slept overnight. The next morning they unload you. Well, then I used to go for the mules and used to be sitting over in the towpath till he was ready.
He pushed
the boat over by hand, you know, and throw me the line.
What kind of equipment they have at Williams to unload you?
I think that was by hand too.
By hand.
I don't remember no more what it was, but I believe it was by hand. It took quite a while.
The reason why I ask you, because where our museum is located at is the old C.K. Williams Coal Building. That's mm-hmm. where our museum is located at. And I just kind of curious to ask you that question. Did you ever work repairing the canal at all?
No. Never.
Never?
No.
Describe a trip from Coalport down for me.
You mean the locks and all?
Yeah.
There used to be a deep one there.
At Coalport?
That used to take long to get through that one.
Took you a long time to get through it.
That was right. Mok Chung Dam, they call
right.
that.
Right.
Well, that used to take, that was a deep one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. You had to look up, maybe it was three boats deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But that used to take long to get through there. Well, then there was no more locks. It was all straight away, up to Coalport.
What was the most difficult part of the canal to go through?
None. They were all okay, as far as I know.
Never had any trouble with Gap Dam or Allentown Dam or anything?
No. We used to go around. See, before, they used to have it, but every time it rained, during fall or spring, it fill up with dirt, you know, coal dirt. Well, then they'd only dig it out for the empties to go through. Then they used to go through the island.
Where's this at now?
In Allentown Dam.
Allentown Dam.
Yeah. And we used to go over to, you see, here they were, these here bungalows.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go over on that side. See, there they didn't need to do no digging out because it was plenty deep there. It was about 12 or 15 feet deep.
Was coal dirt a big problem in the canal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they used to had to dig out all over in spring. Cool. There at Lunchroom and Wiseport with a central station was, there they had, there's a run running down there. There they had up been always digging out in spring, washing, you know, piles. They used to be down, a lot of the channels they had to dig out. If it didn't wash, couldn't get through, you get stuck.
They used mud diggers to dig them out?
Yeah, they used to have a regular, such a shovel, like, you know, there.
Steam shovel.
They had it on the boat. On the sky, they call it.
Must have been fun to watch.
Well, you used to have 3-4 men working on them.
Do you ever have any friends your own age who worked on the canal?
Yeah, they're all bye-bye.
They're all gone.
Mm-hmm. See, it was Ted Lauer and all them. They're all bye-bye.
How many people do you know left alive today that still worked on the canal, that's still alive?
The ones that I worked with are gone.
They're all gone.
They're all gone that I know. Now, I don't know whether any of the boatmen from Walnut Port are still alive or not. I don't think so. Because I'd be 77. And I don't think they're living no more.
Is there anything that really impressed you about working on the canal? Was it the quiet, the outdoors life? What really was the big attraction for you?
That was a good life.
Good life.
Oh, yeah. Healthy. Early in the morning, you'd walk maybe 20, 25 miles. Then you'd get your breakfast and you could eat.
So you wouldn't, when would you get fed during your, you'd work a couple hours before you got fed usually?
Oh, yeah. But maybe around 8 o'clock. Sometimes he'd have his wife alone, you know, that was so much better, you get good eats.
Where would you sleep when she was alone?
when she was alone, she used to sleep with him.
And it went top. On top. You sleep you sleep below.
I slept in the lower bunks.
Did you ever sleep on the outside of the cabin up on the deck during the summer?
No, not very often. Mosquitoes used to eat you up.
Mosquitoes ate you up, okay.
Nah. Big ones too.
the deck of the boats ever leak during rain?
No.
They're pretty much corked pretty good?
Yeah, didn't have no trouble. Just the first time you load it, you know, they're dried out. Well, then you were all right.
Did you ever damage a boat? You guys were both here?
No, not while I was on. Never. Well, that 290, he used that as long as I know anything. Had to do maybe a little, like in the wintertime, you know, they put in the dry dock, check it, maybe paint the cabin, you know, stuff like that.
What color would they paint the cabin?
White.
White.
Mm-hmm.
The boat was red, but the cabin was white.
Yeah. The other part of the wood wasn't painted. Yeah. It was just the, well, it's red.
But the coal dirt got to that.
I guess one coat of red paint over the whole boat, that's all, and they put that ring on, you know, their
bullseye.
Yeah. That's all.
Did you ever watch them build boats?
The what?
Did you ever watch them build the boats?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't leave the air. Stand around long, you know, they tell you to move.
Could get to work.
If you didn't work there, you know, they didn't want nobody hanging around, you know. See, they had a fence around the place, the LC&N.
Okay.
So they wouldn't steal anything, see?
Like tools and stuff.
Yeah, and lumber. They used to have a lot of lumber there. They used to put them, to make the bow, they used to put it in some kind of steamer and bend them. And they'd be in maybe 2 weeks like that before they'd take them out, you know, and they'd have that curve, you know, for the bow. Yeah. I used to be there quite often and watch them, but they wouldn't leave you there too long. They could give you a chase right away. Get out of here. But that is the healthiest job you could get. But it was long hours.
Was there ever any part of the of that life on the canal that you didn't like?
Nope. The only thing I used to hate sometimes, walking.
You didn't like walking?
And I used to jump in the mule's back.
Would they get mad at you for doing that?
No.
Would it slow the mule down at all?
No. Just kept right on going.
Would the mules wear fly nets?
Oh yeah, they used to put them on too. The flies used to be nice in the summertime.
But would they nail you besides the mules or just the mules? They get you too sometimes, the flies?
Oh yeah. Oh, the mules knew you. You talk, they know already, they look, they know your voice.
Where would you stand when you were driving the mules? Where would you stand in relation to the mules? Where would you walk when you were driving mules?
Right alongside them or in back of them, it didn't make no difference. But mostly in back of them. Sometimes we used to fall back, you know, and talk to the captain.
Did you eat your meals on the board of the boat, or would you eat your meals while you were walking?
No, on the boat.
On the boat.
On the boat.
You'd stop and eat your meals.
You used to leave them walk alone. Then you'd start them out, you'd run back, and you'd jump on. Then they'd come out of the lock.
Did you ever use a boat pole to get from shore to a...
No. No.
Just jump.
No. Always used to get the, when you were light, you know, you could get your end over there and you could jump on the bank.
How tall were the boats?
6 foot, maybe more. You mean how high?
How high?
Yeah, about 6 foot, I think they were. Yeah, all of 6 foot. And they were built strong. They had a...
What kind of wood would they be made out of?
Geez, that I couldn't tell you, but it's some kind of wood that I believe it was.
Oak?
No, it was no oak. Pine, I believe. I believe it was made out of pine. Because oak, you can't bend. I wouldn't know how.
Okay. Yellow pine or white pine?
Must have been yellow pine, I believe it. Because that's what they use. Because they use white pine in the cabins for your locker, your table, for your beds. It was all soft wood. And your steps were made out of oak, though.
Did you ever carry a gun when you were on the boat?
No. I never seen any.
Never seen any?
No, and he never carried it, and I know, unless he had it hit, I don't know about. See, I never used to monkey around his place where he slept.
Did you?
And he kept one in under the mattress or something.
Did you, we always pay you in cash?
At the end of the year, yeah.
You didn't get paid till the end of the year?
Yeah. 3 months pay.
So you got no spending money during the summer?
Sometimes he used to give you some extra, but not all.
So you just got your food, right, mostly?
Yeah. When he sold a lot of coal, he maybe give you a couple of bucks, but not often.
Not often?
No. That way was tight.
Did you ever get sore feet from walking barefoot all the time?
Oh, yeah. And get ivory poison.
Get ivory poison.
And got plenty of it.
Why wouldn't you wear shoes when you walked?
Didn't have any. When school was out, that's the only pair you got. When school started, you got another pair.
Oh, so the summertime you went barefoot.
Yeah, run around barefoot.
You must have had tough feet after a while.
Ooh, plenty. Used to scrubbing brush at night to wash your feet.
Get a little dirt off of them.
We didn't get no hot water. They just take your bucket and bring it up, wash fell snots of soap.
Do you have a big wash tub you washed in, or a basin, or?
Bucket. Yeah. Then we had a tub, like a Saturday. We wanted to have warm water, then we put it out, heat it, and wash right on top of the deck.
That was your tub, right? The tub, yeah. You carried the tub along with you, right?
Yeah, and if you didn't want to wash in the tub, fall overboard. Make
a soap and just wash down there.
Wash here and there. They didn't have much clothes to take off, so it wasn't much difference. Didn't have no shoes, no stockings or anything to take off. Just leave your pants fold down and your shirt on.
Did you wear more clothes in the fall when it got a little bit cooler?
Oh yeah, but it got colder. Oh yeah. Then you had to start wearing pretty heavy hand gloves. But you used to get them wet, so it didn't do no good.
How did you get them wet?
Pulling on the rope, especially going towards winter. Sometimes that rope used to, while they were pulling, that rope used to get froze, stiff. See, that was the time to quit then.
Did you ever put icebreakers on a boat and break ice?
Mm-mm. Didn't keep going that long. See, then every winter, they used to leave the water out of the canal to drain it. Wherever they could, they used to drain it. Here in Weisburg, that was all drained, all the way up.
And they repair it during the winter time?
Then they go around and repair it, yeah. Repair all the locks, if the gates needed or sides or anything, they repair it, you know. Because they had to start in the winter, whenever it was fit, you know, to work while they repair the locks. Always going towards winter. As soon as the canal was empty, they used to go around. Sometimes you had bridges where the mules had to go across, you know. They'd see that those planks were all solid.
You never did anything. You never did that stuff, though, did you?
Hmm.
Were they paid more money in the boat than the maintenance workers?
Mm-mm. I don't remember how much they got a ton, but I seen a slip. It said on 25 I don't remember no more what it was. But I don't believe they got more than about $60 or $70
per load
to take a load to Bethlehem. Maybe they got a little more. They never tell you, you know.
When you worked down to Delaware, did you, were you scared when you went out to the harbor in that tug? Were you kind of scared?
Oh yeah, I didn't know where I was going until the captain told me.
The tug just pulled your boat, he pulled a lot of boats at the same time.
He pulled, or he went alongside, you know, and put ropes on my cleats and took us over.
How many trips did you make on the river like that?
I only made one, and that was the last one I ever made.
No more, you said.
I was glad to get home.
Did you ever sing any songs along the canal, do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever sing any songs about canals or anything?
What was that you said?
Never sang any songs about the canals?
No. Nothing.
Nothing.
Not that I know of. We used to all, you know, when sometimes there used to be five, six of us get to Siegfried for Monday morning. And they, you know how you talk about this, you talk about that, you know, and German, you know, Pennsylvania Dutch. Pretty near all the lock tenders were all Pennsylvania Dutch. So that's what you were talking about boating mostly, like the railroaders. They took nothing but railroading.
Gotcha.
They took nothing but canal.
With no songs.
Well.
How would they weigh a boat at the lock when you went through the weigh lock, low coal port? How would they weigh
it? Scale. They fill it up with water.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave the water out and get on that scale, and then it weigh you.
The boat would go in there, you go on the cradle, right?
Yeah.
And they let the water out when the boat was in there, right?
See, the scale was here.
Mm-hmm.
They had an extra length of a boat over from the scale. Well, then after they have it weighed, then they bring the water back in again.
Bring
the boat up. Then you push the boat to the next compartment. And then the water would go down there, the gate, you'd open up the gate, and out you go.
How long would it take you to wait?
Sometimes it take half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Was a special weighmaster all the time?
Oh yeah. They'd come and measure, see how much water you had. If you have any water, kind of the weight of the coal. Then they'd law, I guess, I don't know how they did it. I never was there. You know, the watch. But I used to see a little of it, not much, because I had to be on the towpath all the time. Because sometimes they show you through there fast. Then you had a good sailing.
You ever work on Sundays?
Never. Never worked on a Sunday. Saturdays, sometimes we knock off early.
Did you ever go to the church when you were working on the canal?
No.
Was there ever any minister who used to come up and talk with people on the canal?
Not that I know.
Not that you know of?
No.
We
had visitors already, you know, to look how a boat looks, you know, or something like that. That's about all.
Okay. When you were boating at night, and it got close to 10 o'clock, and you were on a level, could you boat the end of that level, or did you have to stop?
No, you could keep on going until you got to a place where you could put the mules.
On a lock.
See, that's the way. Suppose you had to go two locks that weren't far apart. But then you knew you couldn't get make for the other, so then you had to tie up.
See,
but 4 o'clock, I paid three already. Got the mules harnessed and all, ready to go.
Would you feed them before you got them going?
No, then we'd feed them when it get daylight, you know, around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And
when you came to the lock, would the lock tenders ever shut the locks down? Did you ever lock yourself through?
No. You always had a horn to blow.
Conch shell horn?
Yeah. Seashell.
Seashell.
Yeah. Never, I was looking for that, and I couldn't get a hold of it.
Did you ever use
Billy Shaver died.
Did you ever use a tin horn? Or?
No. There was a regular seashell, you know, and then they cut the end off to you blow it. I had a hell of a time the first time I ever tried it.
I had a hard time. I can't blow it yet.
Yeah, I can.
Anything else that strikes your mind you want to talk about?
Not that I know of. I think that's about it that I know of.
Well, Mr. Wentz, I want to thank you very, very much for spending the time to talk with me.
It's all right. I don't have nothing else to do anyway. I'm on pension.
You have to come down this summer sometime to ride in our canal boat. We have a mule-drawn canal boat in Easton, you know.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Hey, below Bethlehem there, did they ever... That's the nicest level channel I ever seen in my life.
Where, at Freemansburg?
Yeah, between Bethlehem and Freemansburg. That is nice and still water and trees. Jesus, I used to like to go through there.
You like that?
Like, oh, nice and cool in the summertime.
You like Freemansburg?
A lot of swimmers in there. Boy, it was... But they never bothered the boat. No.
Only up in Northampton they bothered the boat, you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, up there. Siegfried, I used to get mad. But then towards last, you know, that this was right when you start boating, you know, right in spring. They'd bother you, you know, when they go swimming. But then they stopped it, you know, and you'd go after them with a hook.
That was the end of that?
Yeah. Not that you were going to kill them, you know, but...
Scare them.
Heck, yeah. Then it stayed the hell off.
Were you ever stepped on or kicked by a mule?
Nope. Oh, on my foot I was one time. I was barefoot.